Rebecca Holcomb's announcement Tuesday that she'll be stepping down as Vermont's Secretary of Education comes at a critical time in the Act 46 school district consolidation process. Holcomb has been meeting with school board members from districts that don't want to merge, and they've been pleading their case as to why they should be able to remain independent. The secretary is supposed to decide if they can remain independent and announce those decisions in a proposed statewide report. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more on what might happen now.
The Franklin County town of Montgomery voted twice not to merge with the other schools in the Franklin Northeast Supervisory Union. And under Act 46, school districts are allowed to remain independent if they can convince the Secretary of Education that it's the best alternative for the students in the district. So school board chairwoman Mary Niles says the Montgomery board took it pretty seriously when it was time to put together what's called a Section 9 alternative proposal.
We spent months kind of working within the board as well as receiving quite a lot of feedback from a pretty vocal community group. And over the winter, we fleshed out our Section 9 and then submitted it to the secretary for her review.
A few weeks ago, Niles and some other members of the Montgomery school community sat down with Holcomb to talk about the proposal. The conversation was supposed to be a personal way of convincing the secretary, who's ultimately responsible for proposing the final statewide plan before June 1st. Niles says she was as surprised as just about everyone else in the state when Holcomb announced she would be resigning at the end of this week. And Niles says the state now needs to step back and slow down the Act 46 work.
I will be surprised, really surprised, and very upset if we are sticking to this June 1st deadline now that we have this very abrupt resignation, and it throws a lot of things into question, I think.
One of the big questions is just how an interim education secretary will be able to step in and make those very big decisions that will affect dozens of school communities across the state.
I didn't say it would be easy, but I think it can be done.
Krista Hewling is the chairwoman of the State Board of Education, and she says she had no indication that Holcomb would be leaving so soon and so quickly. Hewling says there were other Agency of Ed staff members at each of the meetings with the school boards, and she wants to keep to the schedule, even if it means having an interim secretary put together the state plan.
I think this has been a long-term process, that this bill has set out sort of a multi-year plan, and I feel like that we are on track to continue moving forward.
Hewling says she's calling for a special State Board of Education meeting next week to try to chart a path forward. Prior to Holcomb's resignation, the state board said it would hold a series of meetings throughout the state to give local school boards one more chance to make their case before the state plan is finalized in the fall. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.